This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hadi Mutar, the 24-year-old man accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie, had no prior criminal history, and authorities said they have yet to determine a motive for the attack against the man who was targeted by Iran's leadership more than 30 years ago. Rushdie continues to improve after the attack. Another U.S. congressional delegation met with Taiwan's president in Taipei Monday, less than 2 weeks after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit infuriated China's government. Senator Ed Markey, the Democrat from Massachusetts, is leading a five-member delegation. 1 year ago today marked the beginning of President Biden's decline with the American people, the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, and leaving enough weapons and equipment instantly made the Taliban one of the strongest militaries in the world. Not to mention what it did to the women of Afghanistan after a taste of freedom. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden is expected to announce a decision regarding student loan government buyout program in the coming weeks. Student loan pause moratorium ends August 31st. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is not playing games with soft-on-crime DAs.
State Attorney Andrew Warren was waiting for a grand jury to issue indictments in two rape and murder cases he had been working on for 3 years when he glanced down at his phone and saw an email from an attorney for Governor Ron DeSantis. He said he was suspended from his job. Not long after, there was a knock at the door. An armed major from the county sheriff's office and a man in a suit from the governor's office carrying a copy of DeSantis' executive order suspending him were looking for him. He said, essentially, the governor has suspended you and you need to leave now. So within maybe 7 minutes from getting the email, I was outside on the street, Warren said. The major offered me a ride home because they took my car. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
An old World War I American warship has been discovered in its watery grave.
A U.S. Navy destroyer sunk by enemy fire during World War I may have finally been found off the coast of England. The U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command saying a group of divers from the U.K. found what is believed to be the wreckage of the USS Jacob Jones. The ship sank in December of 1917 after being hit by a torpedo from a German submarine. The divers say they didn't remove anything from the wreckage site after finding it and will now work with the U.S. Embassy on the next steps. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly withdrawal by the Biden administration that allowed the Taliban to take back control of Afghanistan, essentially removing all rights for women in that country and leaving Americans behind. Chad Robichaux, one of the sets of the boots on the ground on Fox News, describes the chaos under the debacle.
Well, certainly they were aware of what was going to happen because they were watching the influx of Taliban come in from Pakistan and from the mountains in tens of thousands. And you could watch each province fall as it went. I think they're aware. I think the president's advisors had advised them not to do this. He chose to do it anyway for whatever motivation is still unknown a year from this happening.
An unknown number of Americans and welcomed interpreters continue to hide in Afghanistan. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we do it not because it's easy. We're doing it because it's hard. And because, look it, our children and our grandchildren are counting on us, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. And 90% of America agrees we are on the wrong track. I said, that's a good start. Now we can have a conversation and let's talk about how we accomplish said end. And that is to get this country back on track. Clearly, we cannot do it with those that are currently in charge because they're the ones that got us into the mess to begin with. Doesn't that seem plausible and likely, you know? Great to have you with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to talk to you today. And you're on point once again about what's happening in our world and our country. And there's a lot to do, but I mm-hmm. see a lot of signs of encouragement. You know, when I see people rising up from the grassroots, just saying no and this is wrong. I think we don't see it accomplished yet, but I think it's starting. The momentum is starting. What do you think?
I think so, Phil, because I think what's happening is people are realizing, you know, the same people that turned away from God are realizing they need to turn back to God because in and of themselves, they can't fix this. You know, this is a monstrosity of an organism, the bureaucracy that we're seeing before our eyes. How can we do this? I mean, do we enlist the military and have an all-out civil war? Or do we realize that this is beyond our pay grade? And just like the children of Israel realized when it was totally chaotic, they said, where did we go wrong? What did we do? And leadership said, maybe it could be that God thing. Remember when we left God back at the bus depot, you know, several decades ago? Maybe that's the reason. And enough of them got together and said, hey, let's go back to the bus depot and figure this out. And as they did, they realized more and more as they got back closer to God. First of all, that God was, you know, forgiving. You know, I was reading last week, Phil, and it really stopped me in my tracks, the story of Manasseh. Manasseh is the ruling king of Israel that you know very brilliantly yourself. But that he, you know, for 50 years, the guy was a hot mess. I mean, idolatry, they didn't care, forget about God, nothing. And after 50 years, he sees the light and he repents. And you would think, how does God do this? How does God accept our repentance, forgives us, and bring us back in the fold? And you figure, wow, if he could do that for Manasseh, why couldn't he do that for America?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think a lot of times we misunderstand how quickly things can go from order to disorder in America. And the complacency of yesterday that said everything will work out, it really doesn't work out well. And let me just point out something that an article that was pretty unnerving to me, because I used to live on the East Coast, the New York metropolitan area, and that is polio virus found in New York City water. And you stop and think about what I just said, that we are turning a city, clearly the financial capital of the world, into a third world country. And it's all because of bad leadership. So bad leadership can very quickly take you from order to disorder. You know, we're doing some construction at our house, and the water got cut in our sprinklers. Didn't realize it. Of course, basically, we live in the desert in California. And I think, why is my grass brown all of a sudden? And in just 3 days, you know, my grass had turned from a beautiful green to a, you know, let's call it a dying yellow. And I think that's why you have to act now. That's why you have to take very serious that call to action, whether on a local or on a national level, to make a difference, to do something, because this goes out of order pretty fast.
Exactly. Well, and to your point, Phil, see, at a local order, you can rectify the condition a lot quicker. Look what's happening in some of these school districts. I mean, who would have thought that parents who suddenly woke up and said, hey, we care about what our kids are being taught, and they're taking over school boards. I mean, this is happening with some sense of rapidity. But again, we're reminded that local is the cause, the champion here. On a national level, it takes a little bit longer to affect it, you know, and barring some great revelation and some courage by the media and the people and those entities, those institutions that are really supportive of the American way of life, because right now they seem to be checked out and beholden to the communist Chinese, these investment groups like Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street that are controlling the narrative, that want us all marching to the yellow brick road of a one world government and World Economic Forum. Has nothing to do with American greatness and our independence. Nope, let's leave the borders open and let's follow the example of Venezuela and the Dominican Republic, Cuba, other South American countries whose representatives, people have migrated here to the United States. Say, are you guys nuts? Leaving your borders open is exactly what we did. And we've got in Venezuela, our inflation now is 1,000%, and the people are starving, eating out of the back of trash trucks. Is that what's, you know, on the forecast for the everyday American?
Well, I think you're exactly right. In fact, that is what's on the forecast, because you cannot take and constantly destroy your infrastructure, spend billions of dollars into Ukraine, hire 87,000 agents for the IRS who are just going to try to extract more money because they're spending more money, you know, giving more money away that we don't have. And so it's a formula for complete disaster.
Exactly.
And I can't even, you know, I would have thought Biden would have been a bad president. I would never imagine that it would have been this bad. And I think that's what the average American, regardless who you voted for, you know, I think when he came into office, everybody said, oh, no. But, you know, at least I'm going to say conservatives did. But now I think you even got moderates and liberals who are going, oh, no, this is really a mess. What are we doing here? There's actually a rise. This is really interesting articles that I've been reading on Silicon Valley, how the conservatives are now coming out of the woodwork because it's getting, you know, it's affecting them in Silicon Valley. And they've been quiet and been unwilling to come out, be known, just because of the pressure and the challenges they have in their political positions. But now even those in the moderate and left are going, this is not working for us either. So that's the good news. The bad news is we don't know how much worse it's going to get before it can turn around and get better. That's the problem. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Well, look what's happening to your point, Phil, is how many thousands of former Democrats have left the party? I mean, I think last, a couple of weeks ago, we got a report that over a million? Over a million had already converted and, you know, that have left the Democratic Party. I mean, that's an astounding number. And yes, there are people leaving the Republican Party. But that's to my point that I made earlier, and that is people are tired of being a Republican. They just want to be American. They want to pursue the American dream that our founding fathers, the pilgrims who came here that wanted to worship God and believed in God and came up with this opportunity, came up with the idea of it and went to God and said, God, can you bless us? And lo and behold, God has blessed us, right? Tell you, and now we think in all our brilliance, hey, don't worry, God, I know you're the maker of all things, but we can take it from here. We've got more from Phil after
the
this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Yeah, a little bit ornery. Yeah, but, you know, thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy to accept me as I am as we continue to do everything we can to save this country, ladies and gentlemen, and to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And Phil Hodson-Pillar is back with us. And I got to tell you, Phil was there in the early days when God had called me to do this radio show. He came down to the studio at Cape Wright in Orange County in Costa Mesa, California. And, you know, and I just knew from the moment that Phil and I met, there was just something. We're just going to be, we were joined at the hip. And, you know, Phil, it's been a ride. And you were so instrumental in the early days because, you know, I felt like God had put this mission on my heart and in my very spirit to say, look, you know, you got to pursue the truth. You know, I'm going to bring men of God into your life that can orbit into your life that are supporters of the truth, that, you know, make no excuses, no compromises. And here you are. I mean, you were one of the first. And all these years later, I mean, here we are still together. And thank you for hanging in there with me.
Well, you know, you're a person of character and vision. And you're a great communicator. So I knew, man, whatever you put your hand to is going to work well. And I look forward to that next phase. Hopefully we'll do some more and different things together with video. And
yes.
So we're talking about that right now. And we'll see how that plays itself out in the days ahead. I'm waiting for my producer to get back from the Reawaken America tour that was up in New York this last weekend. That's where I was. So the fields were burning hot and heavy with Eric Trump and Roger Stone there talking about, you know, the Mar-a-Lago experience. And then Roger's, you know, talking about the 20 agents breaking into his house, a helicopter circling, and then frogman seals in the back.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, you know, the level which they go to for the obvious. And I think that you put that with the bad leadership. You got polio in the water in New York. You've got 87,000 new agents and $1 billion going to Ukraine and schools in a disaster and a danger zone at all times. If you wrote that down and didn't say it was America, you'd say, my gosh, what country is experiencing this kind of junk in their life? And you'd never say America. Never. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's incredulous to say the least. You know, the Reawaken tour, you know, you've been a part of that tour and able to go there. So you've seen it up close and personal. And, of course, I was out in Southern California when you had it there at Influence Church. And the thousands of people that came out, I mean, this is an organic movement. People who love the country. And they are coming together, to understand, to try to figure out what the heck is going on. Because something like, you know, the FBI coming in full force with 30 agents to storm a former president's house, it was more than that, Phil. And I keep telling people the shock is more than just what they did to Donald Trump. It's what they did to fair-minded Americans who support the MAGA movement, who support the policies of Donald Trump. I mean, why not? I mean, who doesn't love energy independence? Who doesn't love a secure border? Who doesn't love a country that is nationally secured after what Biden and Obama did to us? You know, 8 years of a hot mess and how they retarded the economy. And, you know, even to the point that Barack Obama himself from his lips said Donald Trump would never get more than 1.8 GDP. What has he got, some sort of magic wand? Well, you know, Donald Trump was well on his way to 3 and 4% GDP. I believe it would have gotten higher. But the Democrats did everything they could to stifle this. And they did it all for political reasons and to the injury of the American people and the fact that they were able to somehow mysteriously get Joe Biden elected president of the United States after all that they did, all the injury that they did, even under O'Biden, you know, Obama Biden, and with their policies. And yet we would give them another 4 years. I'll tell you, if the American people allow the Democrats to stay in control after the midterms and on to 2024, then you know what? Then you know, you and I got to find another place. I mean, because America is gone. And that we've allowed people of such deleterious, you know, actions to destroy America.
Well, you know, what's happening on a national scale is what's been happening on a local scale for a long time. And that is that if you can't solve the city problem, you move to the suburb. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening, you're seeing people that are basically saying, I can't handle my state problem. Therefore, I'm going to move to another state, and then surely it will resolve itself. I don't know if you saw the note that the most prestigious women's college in Nashville has now opened its doors, and to anybody who thinks they're a guy, calls himself a guy, has been or transgender, can now be a part of the school. How'd you like to spend, you know, $100,000 a year to send your daughter to a prestigious school?
Exactly. Right.
So, yeah, go to Nashville all you want, but let me tell you something. It's in Nashville. This is in, talk about something in the water. This is in the water system of America, and sooner or later it's going to flow into your city. Now, there are some that are better than others. I freely admit that, and quite honestly, if I had little kids, I don't know what I might do, but I'm called to California. I'm called to stand in the middle of the crisis. If I don't stand, who will? And I don't really have a whole lot of appreciation for, you know, powder puff Christians who can't stand in the middle of a fire. We're called to be missionaries in our world. And if we're not standing, who will stand? That's my rant for the day. How's that?
Well, it's fitting, Phil, because I believe that's the reason why I believe I'm being called back to California. As you know, I left California 14 years ago. I've been here in the East Coast in Florida. And I know people are thinking, you know, what? Are you crazy? What are you doing? Well, you know, the fact of the matter is I got four sons. I've got grandchildren in California. And who's going to fight for them? You know, if it's not me, and I believe this is partially, you know, you're right on point, is the reason that I feel like I'm being called back. I think there's other people who have left California that, it was convenient to leave California, but then what did we leave behind?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, to your exact point. So, this is what's going on. So, anyway, real quick, let's transition to the CDC COVID guidance. Which you wrote about in American Faith, it's the agency admitting it was wrong, according to an epidemiologist. I mean, this is clear. And, that the CDC and NIH were wrong. All the talking heads, the government, this is what it proves, does it not?
Well, exactly. I mean, I think that everything that we were branded as being fanatics and not scientific and not, name that, just, you know, put whatever you want next to that title. They're now little by little reversing it. You know, for example, they've removed the 6-foot social distancing advice. They said basically that didn't work, doesn't make any sense. Natural immunity now. Oh, we want to recognize natural immunity now. And here's the problem. The problem is the most vaccinated places on planet Earth have the highest COVID contagion reports.
Exactly.
And so, so everything they said is just a bunch of crap. I don't even know how to put it.
That's Hebrew for crap, isn't it? The same word, right?
That would be. And it also translates similarly in Greek. But, you know, and then you see Carnival Cruise Line. You know, now they don't have enough people to work them, so they say, oh, you know, if you haven't been vaccinated, you can come on back. We want to hire you back. Well, you've devastated people's employment. You've turned them away. You've made them like lepers in society. And now because you either find out the science was wrong or you just have a need, you don't really care anymore, whatever's going on here, this is like the most crazy, you know, employment world I've ever seen. You know,
exactly.
People don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Who's going to pay all the back pay, Phil? I mean, you've got military people that were left because they wouldn't get vaccinated. Healthcare officials who were there. I mean, first responders who were there at the very beginning, out of a job. Who's going to pay? Who's going to cover their and remedy their problem? Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, Phil.
Gas in New Jersey, Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hadi Mutar, the 24-year-old man accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie, had no prior criminal history, and authorities said they have yet to determine a motive for the attack against the man who was targeted by Iran's leadership more than 30 years ago. Rushdie continues to improve after the attack. Another U.S. congressional delegation met with Taiwan's president in Taipei Monday, less than 2 weeks after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit infuriated China's government. Senator Ed Markey, the Democrat from Massachusetts, is leading a five-member delegation. 1 year ago today marked the beginning of President Biden's decline with the American people, the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, and leaving enough weapons and equipment instantly made the Taliban one of the strongest militaries in the world. Not to mention what it did to the women of Afghanistan after a taste of freedom. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great, as always, to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We're going to be talking about a new public service ad campaign that is starring McGruff the Crime Dog. That's who you hear scratching in the background. His nephew, Scruff, that educates younger generations on how to deal with the dangerous fake products out there. The National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Patent and Trademark Office partner to educate a younger generation and how to be dupe detectives. Are you ready for that? Because according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, more than $9 million worth of IP infringing products are seized daily. While estimates vary on how much of the global trade is in counterfeits and the number of dupes available in both physical and online markets, most experts agree that counterfeits account for, you know, somewhere around 3.3% to as much as 7.5% of global trade. Counterfeits also run in the hundreds of billions of dollars, actually, and will soon, if it hasn't already, cross the $1 trillion mark a year. As I mentioned, we've got McGruff, the crime dog, and Paul Del Ponte with us. A little bit of Paul's background here real quickly for you. He's an accomplished nonprofit executive, award-winning communicator, and consumer advocate as executive director of the National Crime Prevention Council. His work is focused on expanding the NCPC's impact and introducing McGruff, the crime dog, to a new digitally savvy generation. generation of Americans. Paul, welcome to the show. McGruff the Crime Dog, great to have you along as well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, fantastic. Great to be with you today.
Well, so, Paul, this is all your fault. You know, getting McGruff the Crime, great idea to get McGruff involved, you know, to be the key talent in, you know, introducing, you know, this detective concept, you know, to a young generation.
Well, you know, we heard loud and clear from parents. They grew up with McGruff. They trusted McGruff. They know their kids are online a lot of time, some kids pretty much all the time, and they don't feel safe. And they know their kids aren't safe. They know there's a lot of bad things out there. And so we're starting with some of the things that kids are most familiar with. The new ad features kids playing video games, and the controller's a fake. And then there's a fake McGruff. So it sends the message that fakes are everywhere, but there are things we can do to stop them.
Exactly. McGruff, I mean, did that hurt your feelings? I mean, that there was a fake McGruff? I mean, how dare they come up and violate your identity?
Well, you know, it just fits the campaign really perfectly. You know, I have a new 3D look with my nephew, Scruff. And what a better way to start it off, you know, for counterfeits than to have a fake McGruff out there. And he didn't dupe my little nephew, Scruff, though. Scruff was pretty up on him, and he says, "You're not my uncle." And they kind of banter back and forth, and then we join in and then give the fake McGruff a going away party, you might say, and just
cool
to introduce
that?
A campaign as saying you can make a difference, you know, buy real and buy counterfeit.
Exactly. And this new 3D look, I mean, it wasn't like you had to go to one of those plastic surgeons in Beverly Hills and get a makeover, right?
Something like that, right?
Yeah. Just having fun.
Look good after all these years, you know.
Well, of course. I mean, hey, we love you, McGruff. Are you kidding me, Paul? How bad is the counterfeit problem, and who is being affected by it all?
Well, it's a really serious problem. For too long, we thought of it as a victimless crime, but it's far from that, and it affects everyone. In the last couple of years, we've seen one of the most alarming things happen, where drug pushers, and there is no other way to describe them, are selling fake pills laced with fentanyl to kids. They're doing it on social media sites, and the problems grow from there. You have a fake electronic products with bad wiring that can blow up in your face, cosmetics that can cause skin irritation, sporting goods equipment, safety equipment that's designed to protect you that does just the opposite, car parts. Things that you're putting in your engine that can blow up and explode in your car, causing serious injury, possibly even fatalities on the road. So the bottom line is we're putting money in the hands of criminals every time
they
sell a fake product. And when we put money in their hands, they're only reinvesting that money in manufacturing more fakes. And that's why this problem will grow exponentially unless we stop it. If we don't stop it, it will turn into the crime of the 21st century.
Yeah, that's amazing to think, you know, just how, you know, it always starts with small things, and it just keeps on building and snowballing here. You know, McGruff, of course, has been that iconic crime dog, a trusted voice, you know, from our youth. You know, McGruff, I got to imagine for you, I mean, what a very special brand to carry through the decades, your voice of trust, especially at a time when we don't know who to trust, McGruff.
Yeah, you know, it's very heartwarming over the years, the various campaigns. But what really touches me the most is knowing that people need to get involved, and they're starting to. And when neighbors watch out for neighbors and they help their local law enforcement, we can partner together to make our communities a safer place to live. You know, that's what it's all about. And we want to give crime a going-away party.
And amen.
We can help in any small way of keeping a young person, a teenager, a adult and senior citizen from being injured or killed, then the time spent has been very, very worthwhile.
Well, without a doubt, you know, you guys are launching the Go For Real campaign. Paul, what can you tell us about this campaign?
Well, this campaign, you're going to start seeing it everywhere starting today. You'll see it on radio. You'll hear it on TV. You'll see it on the Internet. You're going to see McGruff on TikTok. You're going to see McGruff on all the social media sites, because that's where fake products are being sold. And if the criminals are there, we need the crime dog there to keep people safe.
Thank you.
Exactly. McGruff, how are we going to know? Because, you know, as we said, we've had faux McGruffs out there. They've tried to, you know, steal your identity. How will we know that it's the real McGruff?
Well, the real McGruff will always say this. You know, working together, we can make a difference. And you can help your old pal McGruff take a bite out of crime.
Here it is. Tell us about Scruff.
There.
Yeah, I know. I love that. That's awesome. We touched on Scruff just a little bit, but I want the audience to know that you got a sidekick here.
Yes. Scruff is McGruff's nephew. You know, it's part of it, part of introducing McGruff to a new generation, having someone of the generation's same age. So Scruff makes an appearance. Scruff over the years has helped McGruff. They help each other.
Yes.
Scruff helped McGruff get online, understand the whole Internet. And in fact, it was Scruff who helped McGruff some years ago come up with the term cyberbullying.
Right.
So he's always been an innovator online.
Gun safety for just a few things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's and that is what happens. The younger generation, McGruff is teaching us, and so it's only apropos to have Scruff involved because, after all, he's the new pioneer, isn't he?
Absolutely. And this whole campaign is about innovation because it's intellectual property that we're protecting. People come up with inventions, and then you have criminals who come along and steal those inventions. We got a great partner, the United States Patent and Trademark Office. They've been around since Ben Franklin. These are some of the smartest people in government. They're the innovation agency, and we're here to protect innovation and keep people safe.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain Jim Henson Studios, how they got involved in this campaign.
So, Jim Henson Studios, we had the great opportunity to go out to Los Angeles and film this new PSA on the famous Jim Henson lot, which used to be the Charlie Chaplin lot, so a big piece of Hollywood history, and what better place to channel creative energy than on the Jim Henson studio?
Perfect. How can our listeners and family help take a bite out of crime here, Paul?
They can go to our website, ncpc.org/goforreal. We have a dupe detector game and kit that people can take and learn how to spot fake products themselves.
Well, McGruff, we're going to give you the last bark here. Again, let everybody know what they should be looking for in the Go For Real campaign to know that it is the real McGruff who is leading the way to take a bite out of crime here.
Well, of course, and, you know, Go For Real. Just protect yourselves and remember that the fakes aren't real. And if it's too good to be true, it usually is. And as we said before, working together, we can make a difference, and we can take a bite out of crime.
McGruff the Crime Dog and Paul Del Ponte, and an accomplished nonprofit executive award-winning communicator and consumer advocate. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Paul Asay joins us now. He is the Plugged In Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'll tell you, it's we live in an interesting time, Paul, to say the least. I mean, you are on top of observing what's going on in the culture. You look at, you know, you consider movies, streaming, everything that is impacting the culture. And it would appear, I don't, you know, unless it's a train coming at us from a different direction, that maybe the light is becoming to be realized by the people. You know, sometimes we're so American-centric, we think it's only happening in America. But I'm looking around the world, and I'm considering what's going on here, Paul. And it is like the light is starting to break through the darkness, the hot mess that we've been in, this idea that we can have it our way. We are reaping what we're sowing, and we have violated the laws of gravity to the degree that I think we're willing to say, hey, let's get off the roof. Because this gravity thing is real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I really hope that you're right. I think that you do see signs of that. You know, culture is such a strange and weird thing to sort of follow, because sometimes you find these moments of huge encouragement, and then sometimes you see these things where you think, oh, man, we are definitely on a downward spiral. So it can be pretty tricky.
Well, sometimes what happens, because the nature of this universe, is that you have hot and cold. You will have good and evil. And sometimes it's a matter of your perception. If you are constantly looking for evil, guess what? You're going to see it. If you'll see it at the expense of missing out
on the good that is occurring out there. And that's what I'm trying to encourage our audience to do, is that it's what you focus on. And by that, I don't mean you want to be so Pollyannish that you ignore, you know, the other side. There's no question. But sometimes, because what happens, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And some people want to continue to see certain aspects of the culture because it accommodates their lifestyle and behavior. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's others that are willing to say, hey, you know what? I believe God's real. I believe that what is happening just in America, if we can be America-centric for just a moment, what's happening in this country is that, you know, if you have been exposed to anything that's Jonathan Kahn, you go, wow, it's hard not to deny that America is being judged. Because that's one of the questions that I run into consistently, Paul. People ask me, they say, Bill, do you think we're being judged? And I put it back on them. I said, well, the fact that you asked that question leads me to believe that you think we're being judged. And let me ask you this. Do you think America deserves to be judged? Knowing, you know, the fact that you would even bring that up says that you have some basic understanding of God's judgment. And so if you are a person that relates to the Word of God and you read the Bible, you see time and again, you see God's goodness, you see His mercy, you see His judgment, you see His righteousness. And this is a recurring theme. And right now, I mean, you look at what America has been involved with in the past several decades. It is not very righteous. You know, we're reaping what we have sown. You cannot go ahead and murder 60 plus million babies in America alone and think somehow that honors God and honors righteousness. And so here we are. You know, we've been attacked on 9/11. We've had a pandemic that's taken place. And some of these signs and experiences that we're going through, Paul, is consistent when you read, you know, in the Old Testament of what Israel went through. They went through these things. You know, their walls were invaded. They got invaded by an enemy. And in northern Israel, which I think is quite interesting, because Jonathan Kahn has a new documentary out that is must-see. It's The Harbinger, Things to Come. And it is very provocative because you see similarities in his presentation of the judgment of God in of Israel based on Isaiah 9:10. And you see it there, and then you see the pattern, how it repeats itself in America, what, 2,500 years later? I mean, to the point that's interesting here is that that fascinates me, again, knowing that God is so consistent, is that just as Israel was attacked by the Assyrians, right, that came in and invaded the northern kingdom and took them into exile, right? Well, here it is 2,500 years later on 9/11/2001. Who was it that attacked New York City, but the descendants of Assyria?
Yeah, yeah. It is a fascinating thing when you look at culture, and I think that you're right on the money when you talk about judgment is a part of God's plan, right? But so is grace and mercy, and I think that that's sort of what you're encouraging your listeners to lean into. You know, it's always this give and take, this balancing act where on one hand you have the perfect judgment, the perfect righteousness of God, and you have the perfect love that He also represents. And when I think about issues like this, honestly, sometimes I always, because it's so hard to get your head around sometimes what the world is doing or even what the country is doing. We can vote, we can push for the things that we believe in. But sometimes it starts really simply with yourselves, with your family. And that's always right. The best place to begin is to encourage your children to grow up in the way that you know that God wants them to grow up and to obey God in the best of our ability.
And Paul, I think that there's some times that are more important than other. I call them the appointed time, when we are called to get in sync with God. And I believe that time is now. Is that God is calling us to come into relationship, to really lean in to Him and to really allow this spirit of repentance to take over, to come in and right the wrongs. I mean, we're overwhelmed by all this chaos. I mean, all this gender dysphoria, sexual perversion, human trafficking, drug running, crime running rampant. I mean, just go. I mean, who's going to handle this? I mean, you know, we can't count on the FBI. And even if you do armor up the IRS, you can't count on them. That's not their job. You know, this is a moral issue. And the moral solution is God. It is not the FBI. It's not James Comey. It's certainly not President Biden, you know. And this is what people, I believe, are crying out in their, you know, in their midnight horror as they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles and saying, God, how do we get beyond? Because what's happening is this sin is impacting their family. It's impacting their children. And this is all part of the shaking and the judgment that comes down, and it will lead to broken hearts. And God will allow our hearts to be broken so that he can heal them and that we can get back on track. But I believe that this is an appointed time right now. This is a season, and we need to understand the season, and I believe that's what we're coming into. So, that, as it is right now, will leave our audience to ponder, and I appreciate you, engaging in this conversation here, because I think this is so critical what's happening in our culture. But let's talk about, if we can, some reviews that Plugged In has been doing, like 13 the Musical. Tell us about this one.
13 the Musical. This is a very interesting musical that's on Netflix. It's rated PG. And it's essentially about this kid named Evan who was planning to throw the greatest bar mitzvah in the history of New York City where he lived. Unfortunately, his parents got divorced, and his mom pulls him instead, goes back to Indiana to a little tiny town where he doesn't know anybody. He still wants to have this great party. He wants to make new friends, so he's desperately trying to meet and ingratiate himself with new people. And he makes a lot of mistakes along the way. It has some very good messages about growing up, really. It talks a little bit about learning from your mistakes. It talks a little bit about repentance. You know, when you're talking about apologizing for what you've done wrong and making up for it. There are some issues that you need to be aware of. There's a non-binary character that's part of the movie that probably a lot of parents and a lot of kids wouldn't even notice, but the non-binary character is there. You do have some swearing, and because this was designed after a Broadway musical, you have a little bit of dismissiveness of quote-unquote flyover country. The town that he moves into is very religious, very Christian, and there's a little bit of a jab every once in a while toward that.
Yeah. Well, all Christians got to get prepared. That's why you have the full armor of God. Get ready. You know, Jesus said, "Hey, I was persecuted." You know, join the club. You know, it's definitely an honorable club to be in. But be prepared. Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. You like that movie?
It was great. Really good. Mm-hmm. Streaming on PureFlix, first original movie to stream there. It was very good.
Secret Headquarters. That's a new one.
PG movie on Paramount Plus. This is a fun one, probably the most family-friendly secular movie that you're going to find right now. Sort of a mix between Home Alone and Iron Man.
Really? Home Alone meets Iron Man?
Yeah. Wow. I hear the music playing, so I don't want
to... That's right. We got 20 seconds, but so you can check it all out. Check out all the reviews. There's so much more. Day Shift. We got Luck, Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, Prey, 13 Lives, all right there at PluggedIn.com. And we're grateful to the team at Plugged In and Paul Acey, who is the Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Paul. God bless, buddy. Take care.
My name is Stephen Huer. 1976 when I was 15 years of age. I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.